Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get up, show.
Well, looky there. It's the Simon Says podcast with us, the Get Up Show. It's number 234, we think.
We think. We don't know.
Would you like to subscribe and click a like? And would you love to be part of it sometime? 336-373-0987 is the number. I guess we took a little breather from the podcast.
Yep.
There was one day that we didn't do one, and I said to myself, self, let's see if anybody notices. And it was amazing. The outpouring of love and concern never happened.
Well, Ben noticed, and Cousin Mark noticed. And
I think it's always a good sign when you can count the people who notice on your one hand.
But they noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my sister came in a week or so after we didn't do one and said, hey, what the hell's going on? And so here we are, back with the podcast. And I would dare say, better than ever. I mean, man, when I think back on the great podcasts that we did, I think this one right now so far, this is it, man. This is the best one ever.
Sometimes you got to step away to do your best work.
I don't know. 157 was pretty good.
It was a good one, bro.
God, remember?
I remember Maddie got so mad when we were doing this. Because you think about it, we've been doing this almost 5 years.
Have we really?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. More than four and a half years.
We started right before the lockdown.
And during the lockdown, Maddie got so mad. Do you remember that? Like, we would start off kind of with a tote board of what's going on with the pandemic. And he was like, God damn it, man. Why do we have to do that? Why? Nobody wants to hear that. It's everywhere. And we do it every week. Every single week we talk about the pandemic. Why? Why? And I was like, huh? Did you say something? Remember that?
Yeah, it was good. That was super fun.
But yeah, that was when Maddie really got mad and melted down on me.
Well, it was a matter of I felt like we were doing the same thing every single time we did the show. Every time. And it was always ending. It was starting every single podcast.
That was our lives at the time, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, everything we do is to do upbeat and fun stuff. And it was like every podcast we started with, like, oh, man, here we are.
There was nothing upbeat and fun about 2020.
There we go. And it's, you know, there's some more bummer stuff.
There was some cool stuff about that time. You know, the drive-by birthday parties.
Oh,
those were neat.
Those were cute. And like checking in on the neighbors just by driving by and honking and making sure everybody was okay. And
my neighbor lady going to the grocery store for me on the regular.
Actually, one of my favorite things was when, like, in New York City.
New York City!
And people would go out on their balconies and all start singing.
Yes.
Or playing musical instruments together. Yeah.
Wait, think about how far we've come, though. Like, that was so great, and everybody was getting together, and they'd sound the alarms and sing from the rooftops, and now the story is about the driverless cars honking in a parking lot at 4 in the morning, making everyone so angry.
Isn't that great? Yeah, this dude said he heard the honking at like 4 in the morning, and he realized it was those cars. What are they called?
The Waymo cars.
Waymo cars.
We had a story about, remember, there was like an accident or something, and the Waymo got upset and like tried to drive through the accident, and then it went around, like, and the cop came up to the car to pull it over, and there was no driver, and it was very confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're basically self-propelled taxi cabs.
Yep.
But they only have them like in the big cities. We don't have them here.
San Francisco is where this was going down. And that's where all the trouble has been, by the way, with these things, has been in San Francisco. But the guy said he heard the honking, and then it got worse. and they realized that these things were communicating with each other. They were honking at each other all night long in the parking garage, and nobody could do anything about it.
Well, it wasn't even necessarily that. It was that they were trying to park to put themselves away.
All right, but
they're in each other's way, and they're honking at each other.
They were making their own little traffic jams and honking at each other.
It's not me. It's my car, man.
Look,
seriously.
This is the beginning of them becoming aware. It's right there. It's right there in front of our
faces.
They
were talking. You're right. Oh, my God, you're right. They were talking.
Yes.
Ooh, we got to figure out the code to it. What do those beeps mean? How many beeps means kill the humans? And these are, they don't run on gas because they wouldn't be able to go gas themselves up.
No, I guess they're
They gotta be electric.
But they just sit in a parking lot.
They go plug themselves in.
I don't know how any of it works. It's crazy.
Scary, man. And you know, they're holding back some of this stuff, some of this capability stuff that, you know, AI could be running everything we do right now.
What was the thing? I lost my train of thought.
Never mind. That was great. That was a story.
Sometimes I wonder if, like, you know, maybe we're already programmed and we just don't know.
There's a thing. They were supposed to have driverless air taxis or something like that. Like, or they were trying to have air taxis at the Paris Olympics, but
terrifying.
It wasn't worked out. But they're like, don't worry, it's still coming. And I'm like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Nobody needs that. I guess at some point we're holding on because so much has changed in our lifetime. But the next generation of people, it's not going to occur to them.
They're not going to remember any of the analog life, as you might call it.
It's just like when we run out of phone numbers. I think they said there's a possibility of all the combinations, area codes, and numbers. There's 5 billion, I want to say, and we've already used up half of them. But they say, don't worry about it, because we'll never run out in time, because we won't even have phone numbers anymore. You just think of somebody.
Yeah, and it's going to go past that technology. But even right now, like if you pass away, well, boom, your phone number is free.
No, I'm taking
Someone
it with me.
Someone else can have it.
Taking it with me.
Oh, man, that'll be so sad if I try to call you and you're not there. Someone else answers, and I'm like, no.
I'm going to take it with me.
Okay.
And I'm going to have myself live on from inside the casket through the use of AI. I'll have all kinds. Listen, okay, call me. I'm dead.
Bring, bring.
What's up, bruh? You doing good, bruh. Oh,
you've been gone for like 10 years and you're still...
Hey, cool story. All right, good day, sir.
Do better, try harder, bruh.
Won't that be fun?
Oh, God, that was so nice. You know, I'm fine now.
Now
I'm
you can't wait for me to die. So you're, all this fun.
Actually, this is what I picture. All right, you call... You're me calling you. Ready?
Okay. Wait. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Yeah.
Nobody's home. Nobody's home. Hey, bro.
Or wait. All right, ready?
Okay.
Ready? You're calling me. You're calling me.
Ring, ring, ring.
All right, keep going.
Ring, ring, ring.
And then this is what you hear. Damn it. Is this, does this do, what do, beep. Because I won't be able to figure it out.
No, that would be too confusing.
Oh, man.
I like to think AIU will be really super hyper, like, technologically savvy. And that would be really scary.
Oh, no, that would be weird. Then that's how we could tell it's not him.
Ooh. All right. You're planning on it. When I get replaced by a sexy robot.
AI Sean would be like, hey, I got this app today. No!
No. Ew. Burn it with fire.
You know, how many... I just got another app the other day, and I didn't know
I
was...
Burn it with fire. It's already happened.
Yelp. Why do I need Yelp? How did that get on here?
Oh,
I didn't do it.
You were probably looking at a menu of a restaurant or something.
Here's what I think. Sean loves message boards and like next door drama and whatever else. And if there is any other place, Yelp will have it. So you might have downloaded to get some dirt on some places or something.
I won't respond to any of that stuff because you have to be you. You know, you can't be like Ronald McDonald and post anything in the world you want.
Yeah.
It's tied into your logins, man. So, I'm not going to mess with people on there anymore.
Sure, there's not. You've got a few emails. You might have used one of the fun ones.
I got a Belk app. Why do I need a Belk app?
I don't know.
I bet there was some Belk cash.
And it never works when I'm inside Belk.
That's a good one.
That's on purpose.
Why do I have a Crumble cookie app? I didn't even know I'm looking now and I'm seeing things I didn't even know I had.
Your daughter.
I've got
it's possible.
TikTok is on here with 15 notifications. I don't have TikTok.
You have a TikTok app.
Oh, maybe are you connected to your kid? Like, are you guys on the same plan?
Oh. I don't know how to do any of that. the one that I like is PlantNet. Have you seen PlantNet?
Is that where you identify the plant by the... What is this?
You take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And then you decide whether you smoke it or not.
Yeah.
Now, is this one of those ones that's going to make me feel funny or itchy?
And, of course, Temu.
Yes. Temu.
Everybody told us, don't you dare. And even the news was saying, don't ever use Temu because they're stealing your thoughts.
I'm not sure that the news had any more facts than the people on Facebook saying that.
Well, I'll tell you a fact. I just ordered the most inappropriate t-shirts for my cousins on Temu.
Did you order that?
Oh, great.
Hell yeah.
Well, they have U.S. warehouses now, so I, even though it's still based in China, I feel safer because it's...
Oh, that's good news. I didn't even know that. Dude. But I tell you what, they're getting better about shipping, too. It was like...
That's why.
A week. It was, and these are some really offensive t-shirts.
They are not that bad.
Let me see. I don't know if I have... Did I send you the picture?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
hold
so.
On.
But yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't take as long for this stuff to get here because it's coming from U.S. warehouses now instead of coming straight from China.
Amazon set a land speed record. I've never had this fast a turnaround. I was shopping for college stuff for my kid.
Yeah.
And we were in the store at like 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And I'm like, you know, this paper towel roll thing, there's got to be a cheaper one on Amazon. I look it up. Of course, it's like way cheaper. So I'm like, boom, add to cart, add one more thing, hit buy. Wasn't even looking at delivery. I just knew it was going to be here
right in
time. 2 hours later, maybe.
Nice.
You know what? I wonder, because we have an Amazon facility just not even 5 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
I wonder if we were to order something and they have it at that facility, just how fast they could get it here.
Well, like, in Raleigh, they do it all the time. You get something within an hour on like electronics.
So is that place just full of crap?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is it just full of the random crap that you find on Amazon? Is that how that works?
Well, Temu is full of random crap. Like, one of the worst t-shirts you've ever seen. What do you think about that? I got these for my cousins and one for my nephew.
It is a very sweet grandma
eating
enjoying
a popsicle.
I don't know what, when I was scrolling through, you know, I was just looking. I wasn't planning on buying anything.
Why do you waste money on stuff like that? They will never wear those.
Oh, yes, they will.
You.
Yes, they will.
On public?
Well, no, they're going to have to once to get a photo.
But that's like at your house.
Hey, I don't care.
Christmas or whatever.
Yeah. No, these guys, my cousins up on the Eastern Shore, they'd wear that proudly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And update, the brownie pan
let's do the backstory on that.
Okay. So my wife had a pan of brownies she took to, like, they do birthday things at her work. So she takes a pan of brownies to work. She brings it home at the end of the day because she's like, I guess her coworkers will just take like random scoops throughout like the whole thing. And she's like, you're monsters.
I ain't leaving this with these bitches.
Yeah. So she's like, I'll bring it home where we can eat it like civilized people. Well, little did she know that I was on a bender. Yeah. And so we had whittled away to one final strip of brownie, including a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess she got up Sunday morning and was like, you know what I really just want right now? I just want to have a nice cup of coffee and sit on the porch and eat that corner of brownie. And so she went into the... Oh, also, I also apparently... I'd been playing Call of Duty that morning, and I thought I had my headphones on. I thought the sound was off, but she's like, it sounded like John Wick in the basement.
And I was like, because you had your headphones on and didn't know the sound was in the room, too. Oh, that's great. God, you're a dreamboat.
I am the best. And so she stumbles into the kitchen to get her coffee, and then she goes over to the brownie pan, and sure enough, I had eaten just the corner.
Yeah, he skipped.
And left the whole side there.
Yeah. He skipped. You don't do that. That's bad brownie etiquette.
There was no clear path. Well, I guess.
Yeah, there is.
So anyway, she comes downstairs and she's like, and gets my attention because, of course, I've got my headphones on. And then I'm like, that's when I realized the sound was on.
Oh, my God.
She's like, did you just eat the corner out of that pan like a monster? And I was like, I guess.
I love it.
Why would you do that? I'm like, I have no memory of that.
You know, I will say, though, that if she was going for the corner, she would have been the monster if you hadn't eaten it.
Well, she was patiently waiting for it to like.
But what if you hadn't eaten all those other ones?
I think.
What if you weren't there?
I
yet?
Think it would have been a stalemate. I feel like she. I don't know.
Okay, wait a minute. She's right. Charlie's right. So she was looking forward to her cup of coffee on the porch with the corner brownie, but there was still a strip of brownie. So she was going to break the rule. But you have to think about it like this. She's always going to win.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was
well,
never...
Well, yes, of course.
That argument is never going to ever come into play. And that's cute of you to bring that up, but I know
yeah,
my place.
Yeah, it's a good point, but hey, forget all about it.
So I'm relaying that story about, you know, me being a drunken savage. And Sean's like, you know what you should do? Get her, because it was her birthday and she doesn't want ever want anything.
She didn't want any. She said, do not observe my birthday. Don't give me anything.
She's not a birthday person.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So it is what it is. So she's
still here. It should be celebrated.
I understand. Well, we did. So I found one of those pans that does nothing but corner brownies. Now, mm-hmm. Not the snaky one. That one was like $50.
Really?
For the snaky one. So I found another one, which was even cooler, and it does individual like little brownie
it's
loaves.
It's all corners.
Yeah.
Everything's a corner.
It worked like gangbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I think it was awesome.
You'll never make brownies any other way again.
I think you got off track when you were about to say, I'm the one who told you to do that.
Oh, sorry. So Sean recommended
that you get her one of those
that
pans.
Yeah. And then when I did, so we put
the that was cute. I bet she actually, even though she technically didn't want anything, I bet she thought that was super cute.
I thought so too. And so then what we did last night is we had brownies and ice cream. And When she wasn't looking, I put a candle in it and we sang, happy day that ends in Y to you.
Nice. Yeah. Good for you.
I love how you figure out ways to celebrate her birthday, even though you're not celebrating
her
birthday.
I will not let it go. I make it happen, but.
Dang, man. That is so cool.
I know. I am super. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking about you?
Yeah.
No. Your suggestion.
But I was just sitting here thinking, you know, she doesn't want anything done for her birthday. You know, I don't have anything done for my birthday, and I never said I didn't want it. So, wah.
But you don't have a person there in your house to do it for you.
And, yeah. Well, I mean, you could still always kind of play Halloween into it, because you are the 31st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, you know,
well,
I told
it's
you
just
that.
Everybody, someone is having a party for you on your birthday, whether they know it or not.
And it is. I mean,
personal.
Do you think there's anyone out there who had, like, it is a situation, like, you know, before I met my wife, when it was just me and my kid, you know, like, my kid isn't going to go and do something. It's like.
Of course not, unless you gave her money and took her to buy it for you.
And yeah. Even then. But do you think there are kids out there that do that?
No.
Like I mean,
they get older.
I always wonder.
What are you saying?
If there are situations like we're in, or was in, you are in, where it's just you and your kid.
Yeah.
Like, is there somebody out there whose kid is like...
If they remember, which kids are notoriously, like, they don't even know what day it is, much less the date. So if they happen to remember, they might say it on their own. But usually somebody has to remind them.
It's like, I've never met a parent who's like, yeah. Oh, my God. The other day, my kid did the sweetest thing and knew it was like this big day.
My sister's kids, or the one, Big Baby does stuff. I think she is probably the one kid that you're in search of.
Interesting.
Without any nudging whatsoever.
No.
No outside.
Really. Because
no.
I still would be like, hey, you know, my birthday's coming up. I mean, I wouldn't be able to not say that.
You know,
that's me.
I almost even hit up the boy, and I was like, to say, hey, don't forget your mom's birthday. But then I'm like, I feel like, you know, with him, I feel like he would remember, because it was just the two of them.
Yeah.
Like, he may not have done anything over the top, and he also knows that she doesn't like that.
Well, how could you forget Halloween? My kid never said, I mean, did I have to end up asking her to help tell me happy birthday last year? I think so. But it's Halloween.
She doesn't forget Halloween.
How in the hell? I know. And that is my day. And all of the costuming and all of the candy, it's all
about
you. It's all for my birthday.
I know. So it's really cool. Nice of the whole world to celebrate that.
No, and I do think, like Charlie said, I think a lot of that comes on later in life. I mean, there's been too many conversations with my mom, especially been like, oh man, remember when I did this when I was a kid? I am so sorry about that.
Did you really?
Oh yeah, I've done that a couple of times.
You went back and apologized. Well, what was one of the items?
Man, I was a real
sorry for all the trouble.
Yeah. Remember that time I snuck out and fell asleep at a friend's house, and then you came home and it was raining, and I was running up the driveway in my socks. Yeah, things like that.
Remember?
That's obviously a hypothetical.
Right.
Something
I heard
that
someone
may or may not have happened.
Yeah, that story.
Or like, yeah, you remember that time when you guys saw that stain in the driveway and you thought that your friend's truck was leaking oil, so you were real concerned, you wanted to let him know. But then no one ever told you that was when there was a video and we set the driveway on fire. Remember?
It was a video.
Yeah, we had done it. It was for a high school project where it was Lord of the Flies, and we'd done this whole recreation with clay people. And then
Piggy okay?
Well, no. Piggy didn't die in either one. First Piggy died, obviously, a rock hit, just squished him flat.
I know.
And then we're like, well, this is how we would have done it. And then we poured gasoline all over him.
That's awful. This was something for school?
Yeah. And then which I wish we still had the video, because you could see an arm come in and light and then a fireball.
Is this like Mr. Bill?
It sounds like Mr.
Oh,
Bill.
No!
Yeah. Lord of the Flies, Mr. Bill style. Yeah. Well, so you don't have the tape.
No.
Whose camera? Was it your camera?
No, I think it was my friend. There was two friends, Andy and Mark. And so I can't remember who had the camera.
You got to check and see where that tape is, bro, because it's still out there somewhere.
God,
I was talking to Mo the other day about... He used to have one of those shoulder cameras, and I had one too. And it would take the videotape straight into the camera. You know, mm-hmm. You just take your VCR tape, pop it in there, and start recording. It was the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
And he was talking about them using it at school and how crazy they used to get. And, you know, his friend still has the tape, and he's like, you need to protect that with your life. Don't let anything happen to that. And he has one as well that he mm-hmm. still has somewhere. Well, I have one too. And I don't know where it is right now, but good God, I got to find it. Because there's some crazy business. It was all through the end of high school and the year after high school, just antics, just whatever we were doing. I was running a videotape, and there's some disturbing stuff on there, you know.
Which is funny, because that's the only link for our generation to embarrassing stuff. Like, there's a video of me, and it may still be in existence, that we had these friends that they had three daughters, and then it was myself and my sister. And so we would do, they had a video camera, and we did a really, really super fun video to Footloose.
I want to see
with
it.
Us with different shoes on doing our dances. And then there was Cabbage Patch Kids, and it was
so good.
It was me and the girls just doing our fun dances.
Oh, how fun. My friend's mom, they had a video camera basically before anyone else ever did. And she, from about, I don't think she got kindergarten, but just shortly after that, she would go into the classroom every single year and record stuff. And then as we got older, she would record sports and cheerleading and blah, blah, blah. But the one time she decided to bring her camera to the girls' basketball game in sixth grade, which, as you all know, I am a star athlete and very, very talented in sports.
Yep.
She got me the other girl, you know, when the other girl is out of bounds and she passes it into you, and you're either supposed to dribble it down the court or do something with it. Well, she passed it to me, and I promptly ran after her with the ball in my hands because I didn't want it.
So there's a tape of that somewhere.
There is a tape of that. Well, I have it.
You know, I had I had a similar, I was not a great basketball player.
Why?
Another good embarrassing basketball story. I was trying out for the freshman basketball team. And it was a case where inbounds pass, I ran down the court, so they threw it down court, and it bounced off my head and went out of bounds.
Nice work. So it still was your fault.
Yeah.
You didn't even do anything.
No, I was like,
You want my embarrassing basketball story?
Please.
Then I want to get back to videos.
While we're sharing.
So we did a celebrity basketball game the radio station in DC, Z104 versus 98 Degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff.
Nick Lachey.
Nick and Jeff and nice. Justin. And so I was the first one. They're playing the music and the crowd is screaming. And I was the first one to run out on the court. And I run and there's like a what do you call it? There's like a line, like a barrier, like a rope so that everybody can't just run on the court.
Yeah.
And so I run down there and I'm yeah, waving and all into it and then clothesline myself on that rope in front of the whole thing, man.
Did you fall down?
No, I caught myself, but you know, you can't be still, cool getting clotheslined.
No. Oh, hey. No, not at all. Let's do that. A wacky DJ.
Knocked all of my hairs out of place with a rope. That was great. The end of that one, that was fun. We're standing in the hallway talking to the 98 Degrees guys. There's like a couple of radio station guys in that whole group. And then we start realizing there's a stampede of girls coming. And we took off and ran top speed to get out of that building.
Oh, you felt like you were in a boy band.
No, I just didn't want to get run over. But it was just like what it feels like.
Yeah. Oh, sure. You're kind of like, oh, no, don't catch me.
But yeah, back to the video.
Me.
Back to the video thing. You're right, because now everything's on. Everything you do, you're eating, you're getting ready, you're going somewhere, you're at home. Everything is a video. You know.
Yeah.
Well, and even if like you know one of your friends isn't recording it, it's being recorded by because there's cameras in every single
Everywhere.
Corner of the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not even on your phone. Like there's a camera on a doorknob and there's a camera. Like,
yeah.
Over here and on that building. And
it's a good thing that we did our, you know, roughhousing and stealing.
Our shenanigans. Our shenanigans and our hootenannies.
Before all this, because you can't do anything.
Gallivanting.
Can't do anything anymore. Yeah. And I do see the videos you're talking about next door. One of the things that the kids are doing now is kicking doors. And two of them rolled up on somebody's house and kicked the door. And the person who posted it was like, so they tried to break in my house. And people are coming in commenting, nah, this is just a prank. They're just doing that. But that is a real good way to have something bad happen to
that's,
you.
Yeah, that scares somebody.
Yeah.
That's too much.
I'm just scared. Like, that's, yeah, I'm about to be home invaded, so I'm going to.
Yeah.
Luckily, I have my.
Yes, exactly. But I got the Ring doorbell and run thing one time, and I was terrified. Called the 911 on that. So they weren't even kicking the door.
Oh, you meant they actually rang your doorbell, not that you had a Ring doorbell, because that doesn't make any sense to me. That you would
you don't know
a,
what I have.
You don't have.
I'm looking at the video of you from the other day on my phone right now when you came up in my driveway and took your shirt off to jump my old car.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
And he come out all studly, acting like, oh, yeah, I'm here with jump cables.
What was the song from the, what was the Van Halen song from the Saturday Night Live
Beautiful
sketch?
Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sean came out and lifted his glasses up and was like, wow.
Ooh la la. Yeah, I'm walking outside. I had been sitting outside waiting for you, but then I got a little warm.
Yeah, it was toasty.
I went back in the house to wait, and I see him pull up. And as I'm coming out the front door, his shirt's coming off. And I see all the curtains and blinds all up down the street being pulled to the side to take a look.
Were you wearing a fancy shirt?
No.
Well, then why did you have to take your shirt off?
I had a long sleeve shirt on, and then I was getting to
my
t-shirt.
Roll sleeves up?
No.
It was hot.
It was hot.
He was getting ready to go to work. He was doing man work.
Yeah, I was going to get in. I was at engine bays, and there was oil.
He came out with oil everywhere. It's like, dude, you're just attaching a couple jumper cables.
Yeah, I got to get in there.
I did not think it was going to start. I thought there was something else wrong with it.
No, I mean, what was funny, though, is I do like both of us, because you know that we're, you know, manly men who know
you
about
are
fixing,
so
we're working on cars.
Like,
and doing,
yeah.
There's some smoke coming out. I'm like, bro, your engine smoking.
No, and he goes, hey, we have smoke.
And so we're just kind of looking at it and smelling it. It's like, I'm looking in. I'm like, yeah, no, that's just oil. It's fine.
Yeah,
fine.
It's probably just oil burning off. And like, then I said, or it might be a wire. There's a lot of wires in there.
No, really? You guys are so mechanically inclined.
And then the damn... So I rode it around to make sure it was charged. And I rode it all around the neighborhood a few times.
Yeah.
So I love that little car. And then stopped and turned it back on to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Engine light came back on. It had gone off.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm going to need you to come back. We're going to do this again.
Well, it has nothing to do with the engine light.
Don't worry about it.
You should really park that with the nose facing out of your...
I did.
No, I mean, so just from now on. I feel like that car is in desperate need of just in case.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's like put away. Or in a place where I can't get to it.
It
you
was
always
fine.
Should have the nose towards the road so people can jump it.
Or tow it.
That was the thing, yeah. Because they got to get it on a flatbed. You got to tow those on a flatbed. You can't just hook it up.
Yay.
Dang. But I'm not, I even for a minute this time, I don't know why this time was different, but when it wouldn't start the other day, I was thinking, man, I should donate that thing to NPR. You know, because they always
or the Kidney Foundation.
NPR always says, you got an old car you're not using, give it to us. We'll do some more stories about some stuff. And it sounds like, you know.
Maybe get a tote.
Ooh, or a coffee cup.
Which is cool to think that something you spent thousands and thousands of dollars is now only worth a tote and a coffee cup.
It's barely worth that.
You get a tax write-off, don't you?
Yes, it is a tax write-off.
Yay.
And I'm going to use the original showroom price, by the way.
Yes, of course.
God knows. I've had three different people want to buy that car.
Well, sell it.
And a random. This one was kind of spooky. I thought I saw somebody in my driveway. And then later on, I went out and there was a hand scribbled note on the windshield. Do you want to sell this Benz?
Yeah, my boyfriend has an old, what is it? It's 60 something Ford. It's not a Galaxy. Crap, I can't think of it right now.
Falcon?
No. But anyway, we've had people stop in our driveway asking if he wanted to sell it before.
And he ain't doing it either?
No, not yet. He wavers back and forth. It's kind of a project car, and it depends on whether or not he feels like doing the project.
I got to do better on my old car because I do love it, but it has. There's at least one place where it rains in it.
See, I think it's time. I think it's time to move on. But I think that has to do with you like your things.
Well, here's the thing. I'm attached to it because I'm attached to things.
Right.
My daughter is attached to it because it's the first car she remembers. She doesn't remember.
Sure.
She doesn't remember that hunk of junk PT Cruiser that I sold for $1,000. And then the guy that bought it, his kid promptly totaled it in a parking lot.
That happens.
Right away.
I mean, it's a PT Cruiser. That's what it deserved.
Oh, God, that car.
And it's a Ford Fairlane.
Fairlane.
Yes.
Ah, that's my favorite Andrew Dice Clay movie.
Absolutely. You know, but you say about what your daughter, you know, that your daughter's attachment to it, but that also, I think, that still goes back to your attachment to it, and I think that...
Nah, she learned it from TV.
But you do get... Exactly. She learns her attachment, whatever you call it, but I was very attached to the cars. I remember the cars we had when I was growing up, and I, you know, if I could get them back and be like, oh, this is super cool, this is giant brown 74 Ford LTD.
Nice.
That looked like a giant cigar. I call it the Ark.
I can picture it. I know what you're talking about.
But it'd be like, that was our car. I mean, there's attachments to, especially if you had them your whole childhood.
I wish I had my Volkswagen, my convertible Bug. That's one that I would have never gotten rid of that. There was an incident, but I would have never gotten rid of that.
I would have never gotten rid of my Jeep that I had in high school.
Yeah, the only two that I wrecked both. That was on me.
Well, whoever we sold ours to, kind of the same deal. We sold it, and the guy totaled it, not
really,
like maybe a year later or something.
Well, I mean, that was sad, though, on your part. I was like, I'm glad that PT Cruiser's dead.
Oh.
You did nothing.
No, I was
make
sad.
Me sad. You made me sad while you were around.
They were so cool, though, when they first came out, because they had that look, that throwback kind of 50s.
Oh, yeah, everybody thought they were awesome.
Look, and then it was like, the more you drove it, it was...
They were just hunks of junk.
Yeah, it wasn't comfortable. You know, there were no amenities. It was just kind of like they put like deck chairs in a...
Didn't they have the same problem when they reintroduced the Thunderbird? Remember when they came out with those Thunderbirds? They had the little round circle.
Yeah, those are banging. They were so cool.
And they were so cool, but I heard that they were real crap cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that might explain why they suddenly disappeared.
They didn't stay around very long.
No. They're still
every
awesome.
Once in a while, you will see one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and I thought they were so neat.
Oh, remember the Prowler?
Yes. Yeah?
That
love
was another
the
one
Prowler.
Where it was like, yeah. But I remember someone saying that like they were driving it and there was some like debris. Like felt they were on the highway, and since there's nothing to the car, it like tore a wheel off.
Yeah,
they're like, well, this sucks.
But they looked good.
Yes,
they were exciting. I was so excited about that PT Cruiser. I was on a wait list, 8 months to wait to get that car, and then it was in the shop a lot after that.
And then there was a lot of waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
still waiting.
So, We want to hear from you if you've got some really cool ideas about what you would love to hear from the podcast. We would love for you to call and tell us or send us an email. Go to 987simon.com, 336-373-0987. Because, you know, if you want us to keep doing it, we'll keep doing it. I'm here. I'm here, man.
Yeah, man.
We're here. I'm all here.
Do this and
we're all here.
Stuff.
We're all in.
So it's up to you guys. Let us know. And I know we'll hear from literally ones of people. And that's all right.
That's how much power you ones of people have.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Ben.
We listen to you.
Thank you, Mark.
Wait, do we know Ben or is he in the wild?
Ben is actually not related to any of us.
Whoa, Ben, what's up, man? We're back.
Hey,
man.
Yeah.
We're here, man.
Hey.
So from now on,
ooh,
we'll send it out to Ben.
Spread the word, Ben.
Oh, man. What are you going to, are you guys going to do costumes this Halloween?
Dude, it is August 15th.
I told you the dang costumes are already out there. The Spirit Halloween has been open for a couple weeks.
Did I tell you how big the box is that skeleton came in, by the way, speaking of Halloween?
No.
It was so, it barely fit in the back of my car.
Ooh, that'd make a nice fort, man. You could cut a window in that one.
Enormous. It's 85 pounds, the box alone. Like somebody had to help me.
You should have taken the Simon truck.
What are you saying?
I wish I did.
The box was 85 pounds?
Yeah. I mean,
but it had the thing in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, what you told me was that the cardboard box weighed 85 pounds.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry.
How much does a skeleton weigh?
Oh, no, it's nothing. It's like feathers.
A skillion pounds.
But yeah, no, you said the thing about the costumes, and I really do kind of want to get one of those skeleton onesies, so I'm still trying to find one that's not silky and gross.
They have a ghost zip-up onesie, too, that's pretty cool.
I'm still trying to decide what we're going to do, if we're going to stick with the pirates or if we're going to pivot. So.
Speaking of pirates, my costume's sitting in my office from the last several years of costume contests here at the station.
Yep.
Yeah, mid-August, ready to win again.
Oh, I saw one, and I'm sorry. It's going to use a word that you don't like, but I saw someone put on the inflatable T-Rex costume, and then their friend went over with a thing of fart spray and blew it in the fan, and then all you hear is yelling and rolling.
That's kind of funny, God. Actually. That's awful. That's a terrible.
I can't get out.
Well, it just made me laugh because I thought about how hard it was to breathe in there in the first place.
And yeah, oh my God. Exactly.
Hey, look, here's my best friend in the world in a T-Rex costume. Let's poison him through the air. That's love.
That'd be fun.
The internet is the best.
All right, so seriously, but seriously, folks.
Seriously, folks.
Call us up if you want to be part of the action. We heard from Creed the other day. He said he saw Maddie on a motorcycle, Turtle Power.
Turtle Power.
336-373-0987 is the number. Listen to us on the radio sometime. We got Labor Day coming in a couple weeks. It's going to be crazy. 987simon.com. Charlie, do you have a final thought?
Pretend you're me calling you in the grave.
Ring, ring.
You doing something on your phone? What you doing on your phone?
Taking a nice call, huh?
You laying in the ground having a nice nap, huh?
Wait, you're dead. Wait, you're the one in the coffin. Shoot, I messed that up.
Yeah, you're doing great. What's yours?
To the owners of the VHS tape with me wearing big slippers doing the Footloose dancing, just make that never come out.
God, I want to see it.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see it so bad.
We'll pay you.
Hey, so awful.
You said it was either Mark or Andy.
No, not that one.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'm not saying who has that one.
You know I can find people.
I know. That's the problem.
And you know I don't give up when I get onto something.
I'll leave that. That one's staying far away.
But you said they were friends of the family and they had three girls. And they were...
I've said too much.
They lived near where your parents lived at the time.
I've said too much.
Just call his mom. She'll tell us.
Holy, jump up and sit down. It's done. I'm doing it.
She would. She wouldn't know any better.
All right.
Ma, don't answer the phone.
We'll check you next time.
Bye. Get up. It's a get up show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.